The EPA has released a list of U.S. cities with buildings that qualified for the agency's Energy Star label last year. The Milwaukee area ranks 15th with 62 buildings, while the Madison area ranks 25th with 33 buildings. In both regions, many of the buildings that have become greener are schools. Doug Pearson is building services manager for the Madison School District. He says the district has installed more efficient light bulbs, windows, roofing, and building temperature controls. He says the state revenue caps put on school districts several years ago is one thing pushing the efficiency movement.
We're saving about $600,000 a year just on energy bills. Now, that's for every dollar we save in energy, that's a dollar that can be put back into the classroom to offset some mandatory budget cuts.
Pearson says Madison property taxpayers stepped up to foot much of the bill, even approving building maintenance referenda. The state's Focus on Energy program also provided some grants. Pearson says the school district has even turned energy saving into a learning experience.
I'll use Hawthorne Elementary as an example, where we had an energy club, and the students were each given a compact fluorescent light bulb, and they had to walk around and find an incandescent light bulb that they could replace, and then we would have the custodian change the light bulb that they pointed to. In addition, they kept checklists of which teachers didn't turn off their lights when they left the classroom. They dropped their electric bill approximately 40% in 1 month.
Other leaders of the Energy Star building effort in Wisconsin include Kohl's department stores. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.